Amen and amen. Father God, we thank you, God, and we give you our honor and praise and thanksgiving, O God. We thank you, God, for all that you have done and doing in our life, O God. We thank you, God, for increase, God. We thank you, God, for letting us decrease and you increase in our life, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for letting us be courageous and taking a risk, God. We thank you, God, for our conscious mind, for clearing our conscious mind, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, for giving us the desire to continue to please you, God. And God, we want to thank you, God, that everything that we say and everything we do will be in your glory and your honor and your praise, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for relationships healing, God. We thank you, God, for connections, oh God. We thank you, God, for letting us be whole, God, and complete and divine, oh God. We thank you, God, for strength, oh God. We thank you, God, for all that you have done for everyone on this line, oh God. We thank you, God, for your healing power, God. And we thank you, God, that truly you are the author and the finisher of our lives, oh God. God, we thank you, Lord, for just relationship healing, increase, action, God, giving us action in your way, God, in your precious mighty name we pray. Amen and amen.
And then let's open up the line and let's pray over in the Holy Ghost.
Father God, as we come before you on this beautiful, blessed day, we thank you, we lift you up with the highest honor and the highest glory and the highest praise. For your word said the earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and its inhabitants too. Lord, we give you the honor, the praise, and the glory. We thank you. We magnify your holy, precious name. We thank you for the unity and your spirit, Lord. And we pray that your blessings continue to come forth in abundance. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen and amen.
Next prophet.
Heavenly Father, I decree and we declare that we are grateful for who God is in our life. And for what he has done. We will not take for granted the people or the opportunities or the favor that you have blessed us with. We will look at what is right and not what is wrong. We will thank him for what he has done and not complain about what we don't have. We will see each day as a gift from God, and our hearts will overflow with the praise and the gratitude for all of his goodness. And Father, I also just want to throw in Ivy Lee and all our brothers and sisters who are locked up in prison around the world, Father, knowing that you are doing and completing a good work in them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Next prophet.
And Father, I just thank you and praise you for all the good work that you have done in everyone's life, and especially my life. I just want to give you extra praise, Father, for hearing my son's voice from prison today, and I give you praise, glory, and honor. Father, we just thank you for the 80 18C, that it is working in the people's lives as we speak and pray right now. We thank you, Father, for grace, mercy, peace, and understanding, Father. We just praise and thank you, Father, for all the things that you are doing in our lives and lifting us up, Father, that we can understand and see the things that are around us are just temporarily. And we thank you, Father, for the grace and the mercy that you have put over your prophets and your people's lives today. We give honor and glory unto your name. We praise you. We thank you. We give you all the praise, glory, and honor. Father, I just want to thank you personally for healing the sick, and especially me. Healing everybody, Father, that needs healing, not only in the body, but in the mind, the spirit, and the soul. Father, we also just thank you for all the way that we are walking in the Word, that we are protected because of the Word, and because, Father, you love us so. You gave your Son that we may have the right to life. And, Father, I just want to thank and praise your name. Amen, amen, amen.
Next prophet.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for your mercy and goodness. Thank you for your healing power. Thank you, Lord, for finding. Thank you for cancellation debt. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness and mercy. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you have promised, for your promise are yeah and yeah. We give you the praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Next prophet.
Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you. We thank you, Father, for your grace upon our lives. We thank you, Father, for your mercy, for your love, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we declare your lordship over this day. We get under your covering and anointing of the early riser. We command the morning to take hold of the ends of the earth and shake the wicked out of it, Jesus. We will have dominion over the devil in the mighty name of Jesus. We receive your loving kindness every morning, Father. Release the beauty of your holiness from the womb of the morning, Jesus. We command to walk in the dominion daily, Father. We decree and declare a new day, a new season, and a fresh anointing this morning. We bind every evil force that will try to capture our destiny in Jesus' mighty name. I plead the blood of Jesus over every principality, the power, the ruler of darkness, and spiritual wickedness in high places, assigned against the purpose of God for the fivefold ministry, families, and the churches, cities and nations. And Father, we thank you this morning, Father, for your wisdom and your knowledge upon the men and women of God who will preach in the word of God today, my God. We thank you, Father, because your word says, I have not commanded you, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened. Do not be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you for ever for you. We thank you, Father, that you are going to be with your people as they are going to minister the word of the Lord. We thank you, Father, for those who are sick right now. We thank you for power of healing upon their life, Lord. We thank you, my God, for your anointing. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Next prophet, Brother Stephen Graham.
Father God, the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. In the name of Jesus, we put on the whole armor of God. Father God, the Bible also says in Hebrews 12, verse 24, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. Father, in the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus speak protection, safety, perseverance, health, preservation, and wholeness for Archbishop Ibanag Jordan, Pastor Deborah Jordan, Zoe Ministries, and Prophetess Cynthia Dawson. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Next prophet.
Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise for this privilege and this opportunity that through your blood, Father, we can come to you with confidence and with assurance, Father, that, Lord, you will hear. And as you hear, my God, Father, you will bring divine wholeness, divine healing, and divine restoration in the hearts and lives of people. Father, we decree, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeeming. We thank you, Father, for the spirit of oneness. We thank you, we decree, the spirit of being of one accord. We thank you, Father, and we decree the spirit of agreement even now. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, Father, Lord, that, Lord, when you arise, my God, every enemy be scattered. And we thank you, Father, for raising up a mighty standard, Father, that even when the enemy shall come in, Father, we decree like a flood, your spirit will raise up a standard. In the east, west, north, and south, we decree, my God, that your angels is on assignment, Father, globally, in the name of Jesus, for the globalization of the prophetic. We thank you, Father, for Archbishop Ibanag Jordan, Pastor and Prophet Jebel Jordan, Father, that your unction is in, Father, with your anointing, and Father, with a now word, Father, a seasoned word in season, my God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, for the families that you're touching. We thank you for the hedge of protection, even for those who are traveling, my God, for being our return of refuge and on each everlasting house. We thank you for safe traveling. We thank you, Father, for the covering of your blood. And we thank you, for Lord, for renewed strength to soar, continue as eagles that you will have us to be. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen. And Father God, we thank you now for this conference line. We thank you for what you're doing inside of all of your people now, Father God. I want to lift up all of our leaders, Father God. I want to thank you for our pastors and our bishops, Father God. I want to thank you for our ministers and reverends and elders, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for your deacons and deaconesses, Father God, and all of your prophets and prophetesses, Father God. I want to thank you now for your fivefold ministry, Father God. I want to thank you for all of those that said yes to your call, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for covering even each and every one of your people, Father God, on this line. I want to thank you for divine healing, Father God, that you're showing forth to your people. For your word says, Father God, that you sent your word so that we may be healed from any disease, Father God. I want to thank you for healing for our prophetess Cynthia Dawson, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, even now, for doing a new thing and covering and favoring, Father God, even those that are widowed, Father God. I want to thank you for covering and favoring those, Father God, that are fatherless, Father God. I want to thank you for turning the hearts of the fathers back to the sons and the hearts of the mothers back to their daughters, Father God. I want to speak escalation over our lives even now, Father God. And I want to thank you, Father God, for this day that you've made, Father God, so we shall rejoice and be glad in it, Father God. For the word of God is quick, Father God. We thank you for it being powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, Father God. I want to thank you now for this day and want to thank you, Father God, for the increase over our lives. In the mighty and precious name of your Son, Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen and amen.
Next prophet.
Remember what you have in our lives, Lord God. May we remember, Lord God, your word, Lord God, that holds true in our lives. Lord God, thank you in advance for the miracles finances, breakthroughs in our relationships, breakthroughs in our workplace, breakthroughs in our businesses, breakthroughs, Lord God, that will take us to the next level. We thank you for the increase that is taking place all around us, and may we remember the word that is over our lives. We thank you, Lord God, Lord, for choosing us. We are honored to walk this journey, Lord God, as you order our steps. May we increase our faith. May we increase our courage and our strength, Lord God. Lord, we thank you even now, Lord God, for those connected to us, Lord God, who may not know you, but through us will see your glory, will feel your anointing, Lord God. May your overflow from our leaders to us, Lord God. We thank you for what you're doing in this season, Lord God. May we not take advantage of, for granted, Lord God, what you've done before, Lord God, and even in times when we are faint, and we remember, Lord God, where you have brought us through and where we're going. We love you and we praise you in your mighty, precious name. Amen and amen.
Next prophet.
I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my supplications, because he hath inclined his ear unto me. Therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. And I thank you, God, for your mercy, your goodness, your love, your loving kindness. I thank you for the grace that you have poured out on all of us. And I thank you for this opportunity to come before you again this morning, Lord, this new day that you have made. Thank you for this prayer line. Thank you for each and every prophet on the prayer line. Thank you, God, for the vision of the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah. Thank you for the peace that you've given us, which surpasses all understanding. It's ruling our hearts and our minds right now. Thank you for covering us in your prayers, God. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your loving kindness. And I ask you to remember each and every person on the line, each and every listener who has come to this prayer line to hear a word, God, to hear prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for them. Bless them in a mighty way. Give them prosperity and peace in their hearts and their minds. Give them sweet sleep. Let them know that you are with them. I thank you, God, for that. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your loving kindness. And I thank you because your grace is sufficient for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Next
and
prophet.
Father God, I come to you just to say thank you once again, just to say thank you for the love and thank you for your increase. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for allowing us to be who we are, God. Thank you for accepting us even when we're failing, accepting us when we're succeeding, God. Picking us up, God. We give you praise, God. Father God, we lift up our prophetess, Cynthia Dawson, that is in the hospital right now, that you bring greater strength to her body, God. Greater strength. Let it be a miracle, God, that it can be a testimony of your good works in other people's lives, God. Father God, I even lift up our children and our family, God, that you remember them and remember our prayers on this night call, God. Father God, remember our prayers on this morning call for some, God. Father God, we're standing in the gap for our children and for our families and for our loved ones, God. Father God, remember our cry, God. And Father God, you get all the glory and all the honor, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continue to be in my mouth. The eyes of the Lord is upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cries. Father God, we thank you right now for 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. And Father God, I decree that promise upon our land right now, all over the world right now, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, let there be an outbreak. Let there be a spiritual explosion of your presence, God, upon this world, God. That it will bring divine protection, divine peace, divine unity, divine love, divine joy, and divine order, divine restoration, divine salvation for our lost loved ones and friends, God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for revival, God. And I thank you, Father God, that there will be a Holy Ghost revival that will begin to invade the country all over the land, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father God, even as our children prepare to go back to school, Father God, I pray for our children right now. And I decree miracles and breakthroughs. I decree the spirit of excellence upon them right now, each and every one of them, Father God. In the name of Jesus, and I plead your blood upon them, Lord. Let there be, hallelujah, Lord Jesus, be their peacemaker and their schools, God. In the name of Jesus, tone down violence completely, Lord, in the midst of schools, God. In the name of Jesus, let them have a successful and excellent year this year. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare blessings even upon our children that are going back to university and colleges, God. And God, I thank you, Father God, that you give us the resources that they need to go to college, God, and to finish, God. In the name of Jesus, let there be divine favor upon them. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus over every household right now. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus over every community right now. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for our archbishops, our bishops, our prophets, hallelujah, our pastors, evangelists, teachers, hallelujah. I thank you, Father God, for every reverend, every minister, elder, Deacon and deaconess, God. I plead the blood of Jesus over our ministry, God, all over the land and country, God. Tear down walls of partition, Lord, concerning religion right now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I thank you right now that you're joining us together as one, God. In the name of Jesus, God, I decree and declare prosperity, health, and success in the lives of your people. God, I thank you, Father God, as your word said, you will give us seed to sow and bread to eat. You said the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous, and I decree that for your righteous people, God. In the name of Jesus, let there be a transfer of wealth upon your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you right now that you said that you will give us power to attain wealth, and I decree that power right now in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, you are our shepherd, and we shall not want. I thank you, Father God, that you said, Father God, you shall supply all our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And I decree it right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you for help and healing right now, restoration and divine supernatural miracles in the lives of your people, God. And let there be the breakthrough anointing. Let there be a breakthrough anointing and victory in Jesus' name. Amen, amen.
Joyce Hartley.
Amen and amen. And thank you, Father God. Thank you, God, because truly you is and always will be, oh God. Thank you, God, because truly you are the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Almighty God, oh God. And thank you, God, for letting our conscience be clear, oh God. And thank you, God, for letting us be an overcomer, oh God. Oh God, thank you, Lord, for soulmates. Oh, God, putting together soulmates, God. Thank you, God, for increase. Thank you, God, for communication, God. Thank you, God, for discovery. Thank you, God, for development, oh, God. Thank you, God, for giving us energy, oh, God. And thank you, God, for letting us be prosperous, God. Thank you, God, for letting us be above only, oh God. Oh God, and we want to thank you, God, for this privilege of prayer, God. And we want to thank you, God, for giving us a humble heart, oh God. And God, we want to thank you, God, for your hedge of protection over all of your people, their children, family, and loved ones, oh God. In Jesus' mighty and holy name, oh God. And we want to thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper, and every tongue that rise against us in judgment is already condemned. Thank you, God, because when you arise, the enemy scatters. Thank you, Almighty One. In your precious, mighty name we pray. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah, Father, and we bless you for this is the day you've made, and we rejoice and we are glad in it. We thank you, Lord God, for the gathering together of your people. We thank you for your leaders, Lord God. We thank you for every prayer request. We lift it up even now, every need, every request of your people, and we call every need met. We call every bill paid. We thank you for Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Christ has redeemed us from sickness. Christ has redeemed us from poverty. Christ has redeemed us from spiritual death. For poverty, he's given us wealth. For sickness, he's given us health. And for death, he's given us eternal life. And Father, we decree and declare victory and breakthrough. And we thank you for our prophetess, Cynthia Dawson. We decree and declare victory and miraculous healing, Lord God, from the top of her head to the tip of her toes. And every need is met according to your riches and glory. Lord God, he said, if there be any sick among us, let us call from the elders of the church. And Lord God, we are standing in the gap for those people who are in need of a healing touch, for those who are having issues physically, mentally, and emotionally and spiritually. Lord God, we bless every home that's represented, every church that's represented. Lord God, let your presence be great in your houses of worship. Lord, show yourself strong on behalf of your leaders, that the faith of the people will be built. Lord God, and we lift up our archbishop and our pastor prophetess, Deborah Jordan, as they continue to globalize and expand the prophetic. Lord God, we speak strength. Lord God, we push them forward at Avosheta. We thrust them forward, Lord God, and we undergird them in the mighty name of Jesus. We decree a hedge of protection all about them and all that concerns them. And we bless you, Lord God, for provision. We call every need met. We call every bill paid. And we bless our elders, Lord God. We take dominion over every spirit of dementia and Alzheimer's. We decree a renewed mind and renewed strength, Lord God, and we bless every prophet in the prophetic order, every prophet of the nation, every apostle, every bishop, every teacher, every preacher, Lord God. Bring integrity back to your house, God. We demand integrity, Lord, and as we empty out, we ask you to cleanse and wash us again and purge us from every dead work. We decree it so, and we bless you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Into your hands, Prophetess Naomi.
Amen, amen. Well, thank you so much, Prophetess Darlene. Appreciate it, appreciate it. Thank you all, Company of Prophets and Saints, for being on the line. We definitely appreciate your time, and we appreciate your dedication. We know that breakthrough and miracles are coming into our lives as we're standing together with prayer. Amen. All right, Company of Prophets, is there any announcements that we have?
Yes, let Pastor Mascarene or any pastors let the people of God know about this service tomorrow. If they may have family in that particular area, they can attend their services.
Yes.
Amen. And yes, thank you, Pastor Deborah. I want to say that Shekinah will be having their prayer. Service on tomorrow. We have communion tomorrow, and there will be teaching and prophetic. Our address is 1265 South Lane Avenue here on the west side of Jacksonville, Florida. That's 1265 South Lane Avenue. And our service time is at 12:30 p.m. every Sunday, and on Tuesday night we have 7:30 Bible study also, and it is Bible study prophetic, and everyone is invited. And again, we are on the west side of Jacksonville, and the address is 1265 South Lane Avenue, Unit 12 and 13. That's 1265 South Lane Avenue, Unit 12 and 13, and our service time is at 12:30 p.m. God bless each of you, and I hope to see you there in the place. God bless.
Amen, amen. All right, thank you so much, Pastor Mascarene. All right, also, we have our church service. Those that are in the New York area, if you are in the New York area, Zoe Ministries. That's right, Zoe Ministries Church. Yes? All right. Well, someone asked me a question. Zoe Ministries Church at 310 Riverside Drive at 103rd Street, and that is at 10:45 a.m., all right? We have 10:45 a.m. church service on tomorrow, so definitely join us for Sunday morning worship. Not sure if everyone got it. Check your text messages. We have started text messaging, so check your mobile messages. You will see the special message that our Archbishop and our leading lady, Pastor Deborah Jordan, has sent out to the people of God. Also, check your emails as well. Okay, check your emails. We are in that season of the law of abundance. All right, I'm going to say good night and God bless, and have a wonderful, wonderful, prosperous Sunday. In Jesus' name. And have a great day. God bless.
God bless.
God bless you. Good night.